The Torah at the beginning of Parashat Tazria, Rashi at the beginning of Parashat Tazria, quotes the Medrash, Amr of Simloi, Shem Shitzurash Shaladam. Just like when Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks about the creation of the human being, Acha Ka Behem Chai Va'oif B'masa Bereshis, human beings were created after all the animals. Kach Tarasa Nisbereshis Acha Taras Behem Chai Va'oif. So too when we speak about the explaining about the halachas of the birth of a human being, it comes in the beginning of Parashat Tazria, which follows Parashat Shemini, which discussed which animals are kosher or not. And the Medrash says, Zocha Adam, if a person is found worthy, Armloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Ato Kidamta Kol Masa Bereshis, you came first in the creation, because the neshamas that exist in the world were first in the creation of the world. Loi zochem, but if a person is not found worthy, armaloi, they say, yitush kadmach, even a small worm preceded you, because the worms were created before the human being. The Ksav Sefer, in approaching these madrashim, says that we think about it, animals, the Gemara, Masechet Gedushin, that pei beis and aleph teach us, did you ever see chai v'oif sheheim yesh lam umnes? Do we find animals that have a profession? V'heim espanis and shalei b'tzar, but they never are lacking for anything. Moreover, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all animals in the world is that they have a built-in self-protection system, that they are protected from any harm. A human being is constantly concerned about his health, is constantly concerned about his livelihood. And human beings are vulnerable to being attacked. That, he says, is the difference. That's what he says, what the Braisa means when the Medrash says, Yitush Kadmach. The life of a worm is so much simpler and so much easier without these concerns that human being has. But then ask the Ksav Sefer, if that's the case, why did the Medrash say, Zocha Adam, if a person is worthy and he lives the life the way he's supposed to live, they tell him, Atu Kedamto Kol Masa Bereshis, you come first. Why is that called coming first when you have a life with these worries that animals do not? Says the Ksav Sefer, because the Gemara in Masechta Yevamos, the Pei Vav Amud Aleph teaches us, a pasuk that we say every day, "V'haftas Hashem l'kecha," says the Gemara, "She'ishem Shemayim es'av al yotcha." You should be the person; we should be people through which there is a kiddush Hashem in the world. And explains the Gemara, "She'kayr v'shayna," a person should learn u'mishamish talmidei chachamim and connect himself to talmidei chachamim. V'she'mat masay matna benachas mebrius, the way he lives with other people should be in the proper fashion. Ma'abrius oimris alav, what do people say about such a person? Ashri aviv shalom de Torah, blessed is his father who taught him Torah. Ashri rabbi shalom de Torah, blessed is his Rebbe who taught him Torah. Ru, see kam noim, drachav, how wonderful his ways are. Kam musukana masav, how wonderful he is. All of a kuss of oimer, regarding such an individual, does the pasuk say, v'yoimerli, Avdi Ato Yisrael Asher B'cha Aspire. Explains the Ksav Sefer, a person is here in the world with a tachlis. A person is here in the world to accomplish something. A person is here, She'eshem Shemayim Es'av Al Yotcho, to create a Kiddush Hashem. So life may not always be easy, but life has a purpose. And a life with a purpose, even if it has difficulties at times, is so much more valuable than a life without purpose. And the Sefer Megid Yosef makes this point in a very strong way. Our parasha speaks about dinim of tzaras, how a person can become mitzayra, his home can become mitzayra, his begadim, his clothing, his garments can become afflicted by tzaras. But the halacha is that a person's clothing or a person's home can only be considered afflicted by tzaras if he owns the home. Because something explains the Ramban. Sheikol echad v'achad makir shaloi. When you know what's yours and you recognize what's yours, that's what you have to recognize. And Tsaras suggests the Ramban, this halach is teaching us, is when a person doesn't appreciate and recognize what is truly his. The Gemara Masechta Tainis Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis teaches us that Ramani came to complain to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elyashiv that his father-in-law is very wealthy, and because he's wealthy, he bothers him often. So he asked Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elyashiv to be mispallel that his father-in-law should become poor. And he became poor. And now he came to complain, well, my father-in-law is a poor individual, and he is bothering me. Please daven that he should become wealthy again. Then, similar story. Ramani complained that his wife, Chana, is not pretty. So, Yitzchak ben Elyashiv davened that Chana, to siapi Chana, Chana should get pretty. Chana got pretty, and she then started to bother her husband. So he went back and davened she should become ugly again. And then the Gemara comes and says that two Talmidim of Rav Yitzchak ben Elyashiv approached him and told them that they saw that his tefillah is so powerful. So they approached him, please be mispallel that we don't have such great capacity, that we should become more intelligent, and that we should be able to learn and understand Torah so much better. And he refused to. And he says, I already see that these kind of tefillahs don't work. So the Magid Yosef asked two questions. One question he asks is when somebody asked about wealth, and when somebody asked about looks, that he was willing to be mispallel. But when somebody asked, I want chachma, that I should be able to learn Torah, that he refuses to do. And the other question is the father-in-law who got poor and didn't work, why did he daven that he should be wealthy? He should have davened that he should be of average wealth. The wife who was ugly and then became pretty, why did he daven that she should become ugly again? Daven that she should be average. Says the Gemara, says the Magid Yosef, that the Gemara in Masechet Nida Daf Tes Zayin on Mabeis teaches us the Malach HaMamun Al Hiroyin, the Malach HaKadosh Baruch Hu appoints on a person getting pregnant to having children, takes that wrap of semen, an egg from which the child will be conceived, and brings it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Ribbono Shel Olam, Tipazu Mateila, what will be the status? Gibra, Chalosh, weak or poor, Chacham, Chtipesh, Usher, Oni, wealthy, poor, strong, weak. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees on every individual what they will be. The lesson is that each one of us is supposed to be something. Each one of us is supposed to be something unique and serve a specific, unique purpose in this world, not a different purpose. And Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elyashiv was telling those Talmid Chachamim, you don't need to be the smartest. That's not what is expected of you. What's expected of you is what you are. Use it, as we said a few moments ago, Sheishem Shemayim Is'av Al Yotcha. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elyashiv said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be wealthy. He doesn't want you to be poor, and he doesn't want you to be average. He wants you to be wealthy and do what you're supposed to do with that wealth. And the same with the wife. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants her to accomplish what she needs to accomplish with what she was given, not with what somebody else was given. The Gemara Masechta Nedarim, Daf Samach Vav Amabeis, says that there was a man who said to his wife, I make a neder that I won't have any hanah from you, any benefit from you, until we find something appropriate. And the Gemara goes on to say that this woman was very unappealing. But her name was Lachluchas. Lachluchas means not clean. And he says, your name is appropriate, because that's the way you indeed look. What's the lesson of that, the Gemara? Not the teaching us her name. The lesson is that some people are born beautiful, and some people are not born beautiful. And every person has to use with what he was born to accomplish what he is supposed to accomplish. And the Medrash brings a fascinating story. The Medrash tells us that a person once owned a horse and a dog. And the horse was very jealous of the dog because the horse saw how the owner of the dog spent so much time every day playing with his pet, the dog. And the horse was just relegated to have to carry baggages and move the wagon. And he couldn't accept the treatment that the dog was receiving versus the treatment that he was receiving. So he decided that the reason the master, the owner, treats the dog so nicely is because the dog, when he comes into the house, the dog comes running to him, standing up on its hind legs and hugging him and licking him. And that's why the master, the owner, loves the dog. So he decided he's going to do the same. When the owner will come into the barn where you have the dog, where they have the horse will immediately jump up and start on its back legs and start kissing and hugging the owner. And that's what he did. When the owner saw that his horse is jumping at him, he didn't appreciate it. He thought, as we all would think, that he was being attacked. What is the lesson of this Medrash? The lesson of this Medrash is very powerful. Each one of us is created with a very specific purpose. Each one of us is created with a very, very specific purpose. A dog has its purpose and a horse has its purpose. And we have to recognize that we were born, each one, with our own purpose. And not just were we born with our own purpose, but that we have to use the talents that we were given for what we were supposed to use them and not for something else. Because otherwise, we're going to end up looking like the dog, like the horse that wants to act like a dog. But a horse is a horse, and a dog is a dog, and a person is a person. And a person has to take the talents and the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him, gives her, recognize them and use them. Sheshem Shamayim Mis'a Avayotcha.